Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast to the Neil Haley Show and the Love Is Podcast. I'm excited to welcome the host, Kim Sorrell. Kim, how are you? You're in Egypt. You're traveling. Last week, we're somewhere else. Go figure. And I appreciate you coming by again.
It is my pleasure, Neil. It is great to see you. I'm very excited about our guest today, Carl Korsman. I am so excited to talk to you, Carl. You have done so much starting out at Turner and all the things that you did there, and then starting your own studio, starting your own production company, and your passion for faith-based films, but great stories, like redemptive, wonderful, incredible stories, and it seems like nothing's off limit. Carl, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Great. Yes. Well, we're very excited to have you. So you are passionate about doing films, it seems, that are real life stories about people who have done some incredible things, like you're On a Wing and a Prayer coming out and other stories that you've done. Why is that? Or what is your passion there?
Well, I think it's so often in our lives these days, we see so much negativity in the news and so much around us with all that's going on in our culture. I think it's important that we, you know, when there's a great story of God's redemptive love and salvation, I think it's great to be able to hold that up and just say, hey, look, people can overcome as they lean on the Lord to help them do so. And I think it's an important thing for us to remind not just each other, but ourselves from time to time of.
What I'm seeing, Carl's, happening is that the Christian film industry is growing leaps and bounds, and people are saying yes to these films. One reason is family friendly. Now, the reason there's a mission and finally the fact that, hey, there is a light at the end of the tunnel in life at the end, but also during, that you can go through adversity. People want to have these inspiring films, and this is what keeps cropping up more and more of them, right?
That is true. And I think a lot of that has to do with Hollywood has finally recognized, I believe, that faith films is not just a niche, which is what it had been for many years, but it's actually a legitimate genre in the eyes of so many of the Hollywood studios and the people that are the gatekeepers and push these projects forward and allow us to have the platform to tell these inspirational stories. So I think that's been a big help to us as more and more filmmakers have entered the space and have grown in their storytelling abilities. The stories are getting better, the films are getting better, the television shows are getting better and more entertaining. And I think filmmakers are achieving a bit more of a platform to be able to tell these stories that are so inspirational, like you said, Neil, that I think raise people's awareness and help them to see that they can overcome too, that nothing is so bad that they can't overcome.
Which is so, so, so important. You know, I think too, one of the things that you do so well is you make everything so comfortable and so familiar, like people can put themselves in positions of different people that different characters that you've had on your films, and it's just so relatable that I think people can see themselves in so much that you do, which is also such an important thing, that you go away from one of your films going, holy cow, I can do that, I can overcome, I can be better, which is so cool. But there's got to be some kind of an art to that, because not everybody can do what you do. So what is your background there? Like, why are you so darn good at what you do?
Oh, well, thank you for saying it. I think I'm very blessed to have it's a great team of people that I've been fortunate to work with over the years. And I think Alfred Hitchcock said it best. I think, you know, what are the three components of a great film? And it's story, story, and story. So I think that's been really what has been the key to any success that any of us have in this business is the story. And I think that starts with the true story of the real people and what they went through. And so often they've stepped out in faith after the fact and written a book or let their stories be published and put out there. And then writers are able to latch on to those things. And with their most recent project, On a Wing and a Prayer, which is about a true story of a pilot, a dad rather gets on an airplane with his wife and two kids heading back from his brother's funeral. And he had very limited pilot experience, virtually none. And the pilot on the plane, 5 minutes into the air, passed away of a heart attack. and dad had to either land the plane or perish with his family. So he had told that story. And our writer, Brian Edgiston, who was himself interested in flying back many years ago, was taking a class and heard that story in class. They were actually, the instructors were saying, hey, listen to this air traffic control conversation between this, you know, this neophyte and this air traffic controller trying to help talk him down. And he heard that, reached out to the real life person. His name was Doug White, and asked Doug if he could tell his story, and they hit it off and became friends. And Doug trusted Brian to do that. And then Brian wrote the script and brought in some other friends and producers. And we all kind of jumped on to try to figure out how to elevate that story. So that's kind of how that happened. And so often it's stories like that. Yeah.
You know, what I noticed is I watched a portion of that film, we're streaming and things like that. What I loved about the fact, wow, could you imagine that happening? To see that the pilot dies in the air and you're having to go and fly and just learned how, and hey, the chances. But those are the kind of stories that give people hope, especially when they're not feeling well. Because there's a lot of people, Carl, right now that are not feeling great, need that inspiring message, or just didn't have a great day, didn't wake up well, didn't feel like their normal self. And they need to have that inspiration that I can overcome anything if they can overcome. And that's so true. What are the latest projects that you guys are doing right now as a production company?
Well, the Wing and a Prayer film with Dennis Quaid and Heather Graham is out right now on Amazon Prime. So that is available for streaming, just came out. And then we had another film that released in theaters that's available on Up TV called Southern Gospel, a true story, again, about a pastor who was a rock and roller in the 60s. And he had some tragedy in his life and a car crash that killed one of his bandmates. And he was able to overcome and realize that his true calling wasn't necessarily the rock and roll stage, but was that of the pulpit, and started a church down in Florida that's still going today and has really helped a lot of people. So that's a great story that was set in the 60s and 70s for our movie, but really is about, and the director uniquely was the true story of his dad. And so it was a fantastic family story and family film. So we did that one. And then up and coming, we've got a French and Indian war movie that we shot that is really, doesn't sound like it being a war movie, but it's really about the struggles of these real life heroes that in 1763 that overcame to save a lot of families and reunite a lot of families on both sides of that divide. And so we were excited about that project. And then the one that I'm most passionate about right now is again, a true story about this prison in Louisiana, Louisiana State Penitentiary, often referred to as Angola. It was the most violent prison in America and also the largest maximum security prison in America. And in the 90s, they put a seminary in there under a lot of controversy. They allowed the inmates to attend this seminary. And part of that curriculum was this Bible study called Experiencing God, where you, it's a study that really just focuses on where you see God working and go join in and be part of what God is doing. And so often I think we are trying to get God to be a part of what we're doing. And we step back and we see that we can help others and start pouring into others. We ourselves are fed and uplifted. And I think that's the message of that film. But that prison was turned around in very short order from being statistically the most violent prison to be one of the most modeled prisons in America, with them ultimately graduating inmates out of the seminary and turning that prison around and then sending them out like disciples two by two to mission to prisons all over Louisiana, and making a huge change in the culture of those prisons. And just, I think, like you said, Neil, just brings hope. And so often we don't think of these prisoners as places, but they're very dark and lacking in that. And these men and women in these that are incarcerated need hope as well, and the opportunity to see that they can better themselves and come out and be a real benefit to society. So it's a great story of God's redemption.
No doubt, for sure.
Well, what a great story to tell, because so many people have such bad thoughts about our prison system and know that it needs some help. And to know that there is hope even for our prison systems, I think that is so important for people to know that things can change and that it's happening out there. I'm excited for that to come out. I can't wait to see it. I think it's going to be really successful and really great. I appreciate so much what you do. And obviously it comes from your heart. So your faith obviously means a lot to you. Did you grow up in the faith, grow up with faith?
Yeah, I did. I did. I grew up in the ministry, so to speak. My dad was a television and filmmaker as well, and had worked for many of the large ministries back in the 70s. So I kind of came up through the ranks, so to speak, you know, pulling cable and playing hide and seek on TV and movie sets. So I was familiar with that. And ultimately, I worked at a church for a short amount of time, and then went to work at Turner Broadcasting, and really got my training, if you will. And all during those times when I was working secularly and as a commercial director, we always tried to do projects that were more ministry based, because I am a person of faith. So we did, you know, faith based music videos or concert videos. Is always looking for ways to help spread that message.
Okay. All right. So Kim has a question. She asked all the guests about love. Go ahead, Kim.
Yeah. So Carl, I had cancer a few years ago. 4 months into it, my husband was diagnosed with cancer. He passed away 6 weeks after that, and made me question love and the true meaning of love that seems to be this mystery. You know, John says God is love, but what does that really mean? So I dedicated a full year to figuring out the true meaning of love. It was an eat, pray, love experience in Haiti. It was crazy. But I found out so many things about love that I think are not taught and people don't understand and know. And I'm always curious what people think about love and what love really means to you, and love as far as an action, as far as how you incorporate that in the work that you do and who you are as a person.
That is a deep question, Kim. That is a good question. I would love to hear more from you on that. And I'll have to get a link offline to your book or to whatever you've written or to more of your study on that. I would love to hear more about that. For me, I think love is really being selfless and being able to serve others. And, you know, I think we're taught that in the Word. And I think that is something where love starts, is being able to put away your own needs and your own wants and desires, and look at someone else who you care for deeply and serve them. And whether that be, you know, in service of works or in service of deeds or actions and or just words, you know, I think all those things are such an important outward expression of love. But I do think it begins with just setting aside your own needs and wishes and desires, and looking into others and figuring out what helps propel them forward and help support them, and then do those things, move those into action, and not just talk.
Carl, best call to action. Where can people find information on you about your production company and the latest films that are out? Because you got a bunch and more to come for sure.
Yeah, well, thank you for asking. So I think Triple Horse Studios is our studio, triple as in three and horse as in the animal. Triplehorse.com is the best place to see what we've got going on and what we've got coming down the pike.
All right, perfect. Appreciate it. Thanks again, guys. All right, that was the Love is Celebrity segment and the Neil Haley Show, guys. Take care.